Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
During the COVID lockdowns, loads of us, as well as dating online, took up sourdough baking. And while for most of us the trend fizzled out when the outside world opened back up, for Britt McDonald, that new hobby grew into Invercargill's first and only sourdough bakery, Flour Bros. Now, she has won the inaugural Scott Richardson Scholarship, which allows her to head overseas and get even better at baking. Britt joins us now from Santa Cruz, USA. Britt, how exciting. Hello.
Hi, Jesse. How are you?
Good. I'm really good, thank you. Congratulations. What an adventure for you.
Oh, yeah. I'm only probably just coming to the terms of what it actually means. I'm going to pinch myself there. It's actually happening.
The inaugural, yeah. Inaugural Scott Richardson Scholarship. I don't know that name. Who is Scott?
He's a legend in the foods teaching in Southland. He was a teacher at Southland Boys as well as SIT. And he was well known for taking his students and taking them out into the world and letting them experience the world through the eyes of food.
We've got a delay, so apologise for interrupting you. He sadly passed away from cancer a couple of years ago, and they set up the Scott Richardson Trust, and which I understand involves a very special dinner and some fundraising. Were you part of that event?
Yeah, well, I have been since the start, which has been quite cool. I'd been asked for the first year to make bread and baguettes to have as part of it. So, yeah, I donated some products for the first one and then for last year as well. And then this year I'll be doing the first course as a reflection of the stuff that all the things that I've gained and learned on my travels, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, so
I've never done anything like that.
Really? You were given this grant, and what have you used the money to do?
Currently exploring California, which is San Francisco is well known for its sourdough bakeries.
Yeah.
So I've been to handfuls of bakeries and my mind has just been blown on what's going on over here. I'm spending some time this week in Tartine Bakery, which is, they're absolute idols in my eyes.
That's yes, I know them well. Very famous and renowned bakery in San Francisco. Yeah. How cool.
Yeah, so I'm pretty humbled to be invited into their bakery and spend some time in there.
Because the principles of sourdough are quite simple, but obviously there's still heaps to learn.
Oh, yeah, there's a million ways to make it. There's always more things to learn about whatever you do, so it's pretty exciting to be finally actually be in the being another bakery with other people that make bread and make sourdough. Like, I've never had that experience before.
Yeah, and so, I think you're particularly interested in baguettes. What's the trick with baguettes?
I'm still yet to learn that, actually, yeah. My second part of my trip is going to be I head over to Europe in June. So I'm just narrowing down the bakeries in France that I'm going to be spending time in. Learning how to make the perfect baguette.
Yeah. Do you already feel like you've learned something that you'll be able to bring back to Invercargill and bring back to Flour Bro and use to improve the business?
Oh, definitely. Yep, definitely. Like, the bakeries over here are just next level.
Yeah.
I'm blown away by what they've done and what they do, and just how much bakery is a part of everyone's lives. That's something that I've really come to appreciate. Like every bakery I go to, there's just lines and people. It's like a community hub, which is like really special. So yeah, it's kind of like the hairdresser. Like, yeah, you just gain a relationship with your local bakery. And it's called, over here that like it, we're quite big on it back in Invercargill as well about, like paddock to plate. So reducing food miles and, yeah, all the stuff that goes with that. So trying to shop local and yeah, it's a beautiful movement and it's, yeah, looking forward to introducing more stuff back home as well, which, yeah, it's exciting.
Well, lucky bread lovers of Invercargill, enjoy your time in the US and Europe. And yeah, can't wait to come along and try some of what you've learned when you get back to New Zealand. Thanks, Britt.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you, Jesse. Take care.
Britt McDonald, yeah, man, that's going to be pretty exciting when she gets back and starts sharing what she's learnt with the people of Invercargill.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.